Those podcasts will probably include what we're about to do right now in the studio, which is spend some time with a project that's going on at Gonzaga. It's been going on for about half a year, and it goes on for another year and a half. It's called Coming Home, a Soldier's Project, and has many, many facets to it, but it has a very specific facet coming along at the end of this week and next week, in which some of the project is turned into theater. And so we have a great means of illuminating that with a student from Gonzaga University here, whom we'll meet in a little while, with the director of the play involved, Charlie Pepitone, whom we'll also meet. But we'll begin with Kathleen Jeffs, who is on the ground floor of the entire GI project. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
And I'm sure that you have your elevator speech down of what are you doing for these 2 years. So how do you describe from the largest sense this project?
Well, it's been really exciting and really illuminating. There was a series of interviews that were conducted by Professor Anna Marie Medina and her colleagues at Gonzaga. And they were interviews with veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan conducted around 2010, so some years back. And she was just really driven to hear stories of people's experiences, particularly of homecoming, like that moment when you come home for the first time and you're reunited with your culture and your family and your people. And so she heard stories and recorded them, audio recordings, and transcripts as well. And then when I joined the faculty at Gonzaga in 2012, we met and we thought, you know what, this would make a fantastic theater project. And she was so passionate, and I could really feel her need for these stories to be told. And so I wanted to give voice to that. And luckily, I met all my wonderful collaborators at Gonzaga, and we kind of formed a big team of people to make it happen. So now it's 2018, and the theater production is going up this weekend.
And before we get to the theater production, a little bit about the magnitude of the Whole Humanities grant that you folks got for the entirety of this project.
Absolutely. So Lisa Silvestri, who's a member of the communications department at Gonzaga, has received a grant, and it's part of this project called Telling War. And what she and her partner, Rebecca Wilkins-Pepitone, are doing is they're putting together a project which is all about, you know, you can't hear war without telling it. And so they're getting veterans and service people together to tell their stories and to conduct lectures and activities, and really just an opportunity to meet and swap stories with as many people as possible. It touches our entire community.
And that's included projects like within the English department of doing all kinds of writing and all kinds and editing interviewing, all kinds of things.
And paper making. They got together with veterans at the Bolin Pitcher Park, and they made paper and put stories down and hung them out dry. And what was beautiful about that is that people were able to connect over food and fellowship and really to tell the stories in a very material way, really making paper and telling the stories right upon it.
That was on Veterans Day, and it was a cold day, and people still showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really successful.
Nice. Well, let's now get more focused on the theater part, because both Kathleen Jeffs and Shirley Pepitone, who are from the theater department at Gonzaga, first the process of moving writings into theatrical needs. You know, that famous issue that when hears about the person whose book was then taken by Hollywood, and they hardly recognize it by the time they get to the end. But there are uniquely different needs. So how did it go together? What are some of the conflicts and the tricky things of turning writings and testimony into a theatrical event? There you go.
That's a great start. Well, I joined the project after the script was developed. But this has been going on. One of our psychology professors, Anna Marie Medina, has been conducting these interviews since, I think, 2004. And so then it was about working to create transcripts and start to break the material down into usable text, which is where Kathleen and the playwriting class came together.
Yeah, so the fall 2016 cohort of playwriting students were my research assistants, really, and we generated a lot of material out of that process. They read the interviews, they listened to the audio, and they kind of really got in through the five senses. We said, hey, what do you hear, or what are they describing hearing upon return? What are they smelling for the first time and they come back? Oh, I can't remember, I forgot that, and my memory is so triggered by the smells that Spokane contains. That was really interesting. And then you know, just using the five senses as a way into to framing the scenes. And they developed fictional material from that as part of the playwriting class that didn't eventually make it into what we're now performing as the text. We've gone back to the verbatim interviews for the most of the play, entirely all the play apart from one small section. So really that process was for us to get to know the material and explore it creatively and develop eight characters. So we kind of create eight voices, eight distinct people through that fictional text generation process that eventually now speak the real words, the verbatim text of the interviews.
But then is that where the fiction, if we will, comes in of the eight characters mm-hmm. you created and then I assume a relationship among those characters?
They are, and they come together in a way that they're not composites of veterans. They are individual characters, but they are fictional because the interviews themselves are anonymous, and so we don't have those individual people who exactly they were. So we have fictional student-portrayed characters, and that's where Charlie kind of brings those to life and makes those individual. And then in terms of relationships, absolutely, they relate mostly to the interviewer character, but they also, as the play progresses, start to relate a little bit more to each other, which is really the point of having conversations like this, is how do people then share stories and form connections and relate? So we're looking for those connections as much as we're talking about the disconnects and the delays that we do experience with that kind of reintegration.
Okay, well, before we do any more of the macro, let's get into the micro a bit and ask Cooper McCoy to give us the first of a couple of moments or scenes or brief monologues representing some of this material which was collected.
When I really missed home? Yes, actually, the thing that definitely on my first deployment. We used to do these extensive patrols outside of Al Asad Air Base, which, if anybody that's been there in the Anbar province knows, it's just this huge air base in the middle of a desert in the middle of nowhere. So we would do a lot of night patrols and a lot of rotating shifts and stuff. And typically, when we were out in the middle of a desert, in the middle of nowhere, when we were under the stars and stuff, it just kind of seemed really far away. The moon seemed like really tiny, and it was funny because I would just sit there and I would look at the stars and the moon and I would just wonder, you know, if the day before or at what point somebody else was looking at those same stars and moon, you know? The same stars and moon back home.
And so there's just that brief vignette, but still with that sense we've all had when we know that we're looking at the same thing that people across the planet are looking with. McCoy, talk about entering the role of these people and learning their words and saying their words and thinking about and, you know, therefore experiencing the feelings as much as an actor can of what was going on with them.
I think that was the most difficult challenge of this, was knowing that coming into this isn't something that Kathleen just wrote and these aren't characters that she made up. These are real people. And these are the words that they actually said. So the fun part about it and the most complicated part about it was actually getting that feeling down into what they were actually feeling emotionally and what was going on in their heads, because this isn't something that, you know, you can make up, you know. And so it was a difficult process into breaking it down piece by piece and saying, how is this character feeling, you know? Because sometimes maybe he feels very comfortable with the doctor and he's very open with her about what he's been feeling, or maybe he's scared and he has some trauma. And it's kind of portraying that trauma back into what he saw in Iraq or what he saw in Afghanistan. And it goes with every other character, with all the other actors too. And so just breaking it down and getting into, you know, and the thing that made me very excited to do this was I wanted, you know, do justice for those people. You know, I want to actually portray them as they were, you know. So it was a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And what have you learned? How have you changed inside from inhabiting these people's words?
I actually have family who was in the military before. And so something that I never really got a chance to ask them was, what was it like going and then coming back? because when you're a kid, you always ask them, how was it going there? You know, you're always interested. What was it like fighting in World War II? Or how was it going to Vietnam? Or how was it in the Korean War? And they give you the same response of like, you know, it was my job and it was an honor to serve. And we came back, we adjusted, and now we have a happy life. But you don't really know how it was exactly when they came home and what that process was like, how they adjusted to all of that. And so doing this play, you kind of realize that it's not all that it seems, you know, and sometimes there aren't justice for people who come home. Sometimes people struggle with the fact that it's a new world that they live in, that they left. And sometimes, you know, they go through rough edges. Sometimes they aren't given the satisfaction, or they're not given the justice that they deserve for serving. And so I think I have a new, better understanding and a new, better just overall respect for veterans who come back and who serve for us.
Yeah, Cooper McCoy, who was just speaking and who had done that previous scene. Let's go, as long as we're right here, let's go into the other scene you had too, because that relates a little bit more of the interface between the veteran and others.
Mm-hmm. There's been some times before I was deployed that I go out with some friends during my 2 weeks of leave. And one time in specific, we were at a bar in Seattle and we were getting along with these two guys we were playing pool with and everything was fine. We went outside to have a cigarette. And my buddy mentioned something about me being in the 82nd Airborne Division. And their demeanors just totally changed, and their faces. And I remember the guy said, well, whose side are you on? And I didn't really know how to respond other than saying, I'm on your side. I mean, I'm an American. I'm in the Airborne. I don't know what they thought that entailed, but whatever it was wrong. But the guy was almost like he wanted to fight for it. I mean, which is kind of contradictory. If you don't like the military, why are you trying to instigate a fight? But nothing happened.
Another scene from this play, Coming Home, A Soldier's Project, written by Kathleen Jeffs, who was one of my guests, and that we were just hearing this from McCoy Cooper. This opens, by the way, Friday with an extended event we'll talk about. And then it's Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2. And then next week, Thursday, I believe, Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2. So concluding on the 11th. So back to the playwright and the director again. Well, no, actually, before I leave you, Cooper, was this consciously in the way the play is written, the same person expressing these two different scenes that you did, or is each one kind of just the archetypal returning GI?
Well, it is the same person, but I think in different scenes he's going through, it's a different story for him, you know? For like the very first scene that we were talking about, he was talking about what it was like when he missed home, right? And the surrealism of how, you know, he imagined being home when he looked up at the stars and the moon. He got lost in it. In this scene, it was more, he is back home. Mm-hmm. And how people are, who don't really understand, don't really have that appreciation for the military, are judging him based on the mm-hmm. fact that he's going and he's fighting these people who they feel like haven't done anything wrong. And he doesn't understand why they are feeling that way, you know, because he's like, I'm not your enemy. I'm helping. Yeah. I'm serving. I'm not trying to start anything. I'm not saying that I want to do this, but this is what I do. So I feel like it is the same person, but I don't want to spoil anything, but he does change, I feel mm-hmm. like. I think they all change. Mm-hmm. Every character does based upon what he or she goes through. So in terms of this, yes, he does change in the fact that he's home and he's getting judged by people. And then on the other one, he's more lost in the world that he used to know based upon the world that he knows now. Yeah. So,
thank you, Cooper McCoy. Yeah, I imagine that's not the first time that's happened to you.
No, it's
Cooper,
not.
Cooper McCoy, who is the Gonzaga student, one of the actors in the play. So back to the playwright and the director, again, of do the standard theatrical definitions apply of conflict and resolution and tension and all these things, and to the extent that you want to give any of it away, how does it work in this unique play?
I think they do. This is a unique form of theater for sure. It's drawing from documentary theater. In England, you'd hear it called verbatim theater, so taking the exact words and theatricalizing it for an audience. But it's not a new form. It was all throughout the U.S., especially during the 1930s, when they had living newspapers going on during the WPA. People may know the Laramie Project is another example of this form of theater. So the process for us was, how do you take this oral history and make it lived? How do you bring fleshed text, so to speak? How do you make it visible and necessarily live for an audience? And so that's been the whole creative process, is trying to give a sense so that the audience is not just listening to it, as the audience is this morning, but how are you actually seeing through the eyes of the veterans? And so that's been a fun process. And so what I hope the audience sees is several moments throughout the play. We punctuate these oral histories with moments where you're seeing through the eyes of the veterans. So we see them playing basketball or coaching soccer or just walking through Gonzaga's campus. And the goal is, we want our audience to take on the perceptions of the veterans and try to see it through their eyes.
Well, yeah, the reality factor here. I mean, this going full circle on this has to do with veterans that you have at Gonzaga, including one in the play, right?
Yeah, we have a guy in the cast, John Murphy, who's a active duty member of the National Guard, and he's been deployed to Afghanistan and Kuwait, and he's been instrumental in helping us know the ins and outs of the nuances of military culture and language, and it's been really important to us that we get that right, and that we know when we're talking about one branch or the other, and we're not just mixing it up, because there's such a particular identity around each branch and around language and acronyms and all these things. So he's been really instrumental.
Yeah. And then there's kind of an opening party or something this Friday night at 6:30, and you were giving out the gonzaga.edu/theaterandDance as the way to find out more about that. Talk a little bit about how you're trying to get people there and incorporate it and make it really part of the campus.
Absolutely. So Friday night is a bash. Friday night is our gala performance. So at 6:30 p.m., we'll have, for your $10 ticket, we'll have an appetizer and some wine and snacks, and really just a chance to kind of meet each other and form community before seeing the production. So that opens Friday. And then Saturday night performance, and then Sunday the 4th, we're having a talk back. So Sunday the 4th, our professor, Anna Marie Medina, our spearhead of the project, will come afterwards and speak to us and give us a little bit about the history, and also just invite responses from the audience. What did you experience, and how can we talk about that and connect better? And then also Thursday, the 8th, our Thursday performance, we're being joined by a school in the audience, so we're trying to reach out to young people as well. And then our Lieutenant Colonel Alan Westfield will be doing a hosted post-show discussion with young people and with anyone who sees the Thursday performance, because it's open to the public as well. So we're trying to connect with as many different kinds of audience. We've also opened up tickets to be free for anyone who's connected to the military, considers himself a veteran. Those are free tickets for anyone who would like them in that way, just to say thank you and kind of honor our conversation and invite the people in who have connections to this or who the material might touch in a particular way.
Mm-hmm. Good. This is this project at Gonzaga, and the two of you who are two in very, very strong parts of the Gonzaga Theater Department, how does this represent maybe changing cultural theater, changing way that theater does or doesn't happen on a university campus?
That's a great question. I think one of the things that our department is really interested in is celebrating new work. Because if the theater isn't generating new work that's written for our time, for our place, for our community, then it starts to sort of look a little more like a museum piece. Mm-hmm. And that's not the theater that we're interested in. So this is a great example of theater that's not just about diversion. It's about engagement. And so we're trying to be really intentional about how to start conversations with our community at Gonzaga, but with the community in Spokane around issues that are particularly relevant right now. We don't really need more diversion at this day and age. We need conversations, and we need opportunities to hear stories from our community that can create more connections. And so this is at least a stab at something in that direction.
Well, another stab at that was your audacious project built around Waiting for Godot big pile of junk that you created to go along with that, huh?
Yeah.
Now that it's behind you, how did you feel about that?
I loved that production. But yeah, you're right. It's the same spirit, this idea of trying to make theater that people can engage with in ways that might be shocking or startling. I loved that production. My favorite moment was the last weekend in September. We'd had it just up, the installation sort of aging over the summer. And people were encountering that show in so many different ways. They would see the art project. They'd see the show. People would wander up. We had people hollering from the alleyways and joining the production. And so there were very few traditional borders to that performance. And I think that's kind of ideal.
Good. Well, we'll look forward to other imaginative things that happen from the Gonzaga Theater and Dance Department. And so Kathleen Jeffs, Charlie Pepitone, thank you.
Thanks
for that.
A lot.
And certainly thank you, Cooper McCoy, for really great awareness. Are you a drama major?
I am not, no.
What are you majoring in?
I'm in accounting.
An accounting major who, as a kid, played the piano, and here you are doing theater. does that make you the archetypal Gonzaga student?
I think so. I mean, I think one of the things that I love about Gonzaga is that, you know, coming in here, you think you have this kind of clear idea about what you want to do. And now that I'm in my second year, I'm kind of rethinking about what I want to do. And, you know, you have these wide ranges of, you know, now I'm an actor, and I never saw myself as an actor 2 years ago. And, you know, like you said, I play the piano, and, you know, I'm into drama, and I sing, and it's this thing where it's a fantastic journey that I'm on right now, and I can't wait to see where I am in 2 more years.
Good. Well, we'll come back and let us know.
All right.
We would love to let the actor out of every accountant.
Perfect.
Well said.
Okay, well, thanks to all of you. Again, that opens this Friday and runs through the 11th. And when the always expedient way is to go to gonzaga.edu/theaterandDance for all of those little details that you can't quite remember from the radio. So great to have all of you in.